30 years of The Undertaker. 30 years of watching a dead man come out and do his thing. Now, we all know that The Undertaker had a lot of moments in those 30 years. On my last episode, Thank You Taker, when he initially retired, I went through a lot of that shit. But it's a lot of shit I left out. It's a lot of shit that I ain't forgot about. That I ain't forgot that The Undertaker did. And I'm just gonna start off with, I ain't forget about you almost killing Coco Beware in your debut. Yes, 30 years ago at Survivor Series 1990, Million Dollar Man brought you out. Roddy Piper called you a ham hock. Yes, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Thanksgiving. People have ham hocks on Thanksgiving, but that's beside the point. You proceeded to tombstone poor Coco Beware and damn near killed his ass. I ain't never seen no shit like it. I was only 5 years old, but I was like, was that supposed to look like that? Like, I guess Coco didn't know what the fuck was going on, but you almost killed him. But I guess it makes sense, because, you know, you're the Undertaker. You're the dead man. You kill people. So if you made any impression, I ain't forgot about that first one, when you damn near killed Coco Beware. Ain't that some shit? You want to know what else I ain't forget about? I ain't forget about your ass stuffing Ultimate Warrior in that casket. I might have said that shit. I said this shit a million times. I'm going to keep saying this shit. Because you made me cry. You made me cry, Undertaker. I was crying like a little bitch. I almost blew my damn speaker out saying this shit. It hurt me. You put the Ultimate Warrior in that damn casket. And you're close. And they open it up. He up in there passed out. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I don't even think I knew the concept of death at that time, but I knew that shit wasn't right. And I ain't forget about that shit. I ain't gonna never forget about the time. It wasn't the first time your ass made me cry as a kid. Hell, you made me cry as a teenager. Hell, as a grown-ass man. But I ain't forget about that shit. And speaking about not forgetting shit, I ain't forget about you beating the brakes off Superfly Jimmy Snuka at WrestleMania 7. That's your very first WrestleMania. That started the whole streak. And you wanna start off with a fucking bang. Like, you ain't got to do Superfly Jimmy Snuka like that. But Superfly's looking bad, too. This motherfucker had a goatee. He was wearing boots. He didn't have his feet out. He wasn't even showing his feet. That's how I knew he was going to lose, because he didn't have his feet out. And if he had them feet out, he might have had a chance. But no, he was not showing feet. So because he didn't show them feet, he had to suffer defeats. Y'all see what I did there? Yeah, y'all like that shit. But yeah, you ain't got to do Superfly Jimmy Snuka like that. Just beat the snot out that man. And then, after WrestleMania 7, like, going to your second WrestleMania 8, I guess I must have missed a fucking memo, because people started cheering you. You was a nail baby face. Like, how the hell did that shit happen? Did people hate Jake the Snake that fucking much for they wanted to cheer you? Did the people forget about all the fucked up shit you did year prior? Not years prior, a fucking year prior. They forgot about the Ultimate Warrior shit? They forgot about you beating the break off of a non-feet showing Jimmy Snuka? And a whole bunch of other shit in between. I guess people forgot about that shit. Like, that's why I said fans are fickle. But we forgot about that shit. So somehow between when you beat the feet off Superfly Jimmy Snuka and to whatever hell else, people started cheering for you. And we didn't boo you again for like another 7 years. That shit crazy. Somebody let me know when he turned a baby face. I ain't forget about that shit. And while we talking about these WrestleManias, okay, you know, he beat Snuka, he beat Jake the Snake, and he beat, what's that dude? Big motherfucker, El Gigante, Giant Gonzalez, at WrestleMania 9, which he don't want to talk about that shit. I'm going to say that Giant Gonzalez was solid as hell. That motherfucker ass was on the top turnbuckle. But he beat him. It wasn't pretty, but he beat him. But where the fuck was The Undertaker? Where the fuck were you at WrestleMania 10? WrestleMania 10, the 10th installment of WrestleMania. Had ladder matches, had Bret Hart and Yokozuna in them, and Lex Luger and Yokozuna in them, and Crush and Macho Man and Doink and Dink in them. But I ain't seen no Undertaker. Like, what the fuck happened? Like, you thought, like, we were supposed to miss that shit? Like, Like, where do the streak? I guess the streak just leave out 10. That's a fucking question mark. I guess we gonna treat the fucking Undertaker streak at WrestleMania 10 the same way we treat the fucking Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I guess that shit don't count, huh? But I ain't forget about that shit. I wanna know where the hell you were. You're probably injured. Probably so, but I'm a kid. I don't know about injuries. I just know the Undertaker, he's supposed to get injured. I sent this motherfucker a letter to Death Valley that never got mailed. I wrote on cardboard. I forget about that shit. And then you just gonna pop up the next year at WrestleMania 11 like everything's all fucking grooving. Like, hey, what up? Did you miss me? Oh, you did? I'm going here to beat King Kong Bundy for y'all. Gonna keep this shit groovy. Huh? Trying to skip past the shit? I forget about that WrestleMania 10 shit. You just come out of nowhere. Just out of nowhere, just beating King Kong Bundy and all that shit. And another thing I ain't forget. I ain't forget about Karma turning your urn into a damn rope chain. Now, what kind of... You're supposed to be the dead man. That's the most disrespectful shit another man can do. Turn your damn urn that holds your powers into an LL Cool J chain. He might as well say, I'm smoking on this Taker pack too while he was at it, because the disrespect was there. He wore that shit. He flaunted that shit. Like, man, I think he had a medallion on and all type of shit. I think he used some of the urn to make a four-knuckle ring. And, man, you should have put fucking Kama's dick in the dirt after that shit. Like, that shit was unacceptable, dead man. Like, what the hell? Where was your antennas when you did that shit? Like, that's some shit, man. That's some gangbanging ops type shit. And another thing I ain't forget is around that year, maybe earlier, we had a fake-ass Undertaker. Yo, it had disappeared again, and then another Undertaker came out with the fake drawn-on tattoos. It might have been one of the Godwins or some shit. Might have been Kane at the time. There's a fake-ass Undertaker. And we ain't see you again until fucking SummerSlam 94 in Chicago when you came back wearing purple shit. Then we had Undertaker versus Undertaker. You gotta be the first man in the history of Everdom to main event SummerSlam against your own damn self. That shit's amazing. That's fucking awesome. And I ain't forget about that shit, cause it's fucking, that shit was gangster as hell. Fucking beat yourself at WrestleMania, no, at SummerSlam. Ain't that some shit? Wearing the damn purple. And you just ran with the purple shit. You said, fuck that ashy ass gray shit. I'm wearing this motherfucking purple. That's what you did. And another thing I forget about, your beef with Kevin Nash around that time. Oh yeah, your ass and you and Kevin Nash was beefing hard. Or fucking Diesel at the time. Y'all was beefing so bad that you brought out a casket. Or somebody, your minions, your druids brought out a casket. And Diesel opened up that motherfucker. He had a fucking tire iron in his hand, ready to rock whatever the fuck was up in that casket. Then he looked in there, he seen himself in the casket. It was a wax figure of Diesel in the fucking casket. I ain't forgot about that shit. Cause shit, I damn shitted on myself seeing that shit. Cause I was a Diesel fan. I'm looking like, what the fuck going on? How he in the casket? How Diesel in the casket? He looking at, hey, that's not him. That is not him. That was his ass in that damn casket. It was a wax figurine. And that shit was gangster, but man, you scared the shit out of me. That's another time you made me cry. Like I said, it's gonna be more after that. But yes, and all that shit culminated at WrestleMania fucking 12. But damn, you killed the man before you even got in the match with him. And speaking of killing people, I ain't forget about you throwing Mankind off that damn cell at King of the Ring. Oh, what? You thought of me? Ain't nobody forget about that shit. That's the first thing you think about when somebody say Hell in the Cell. You say, huh, that's the first thing they gonna think about is you throwing Mankind off that damn fucking cell. You just stand up there like, oh, hell's trip, hell the hard landed. You probably ain't say that shit. But that's the way you ass are looking. You look like, damn, I'm glad that ain't me. And I don't know how the hell Mankind did that shit. He did some mo shit. He even climbing cages, then went through the fucking cage on a choke slam, and then finished the match still like, I don't know, is Mankind really the true dead man? Because any other man would have been dead. Your ass would have been dead doing that shit on the ticket. But shit, I ain't forget about that shit. That shit was ruthless. And in that same match, you did some other gangster shit I ain't forget. I ain't forget about your ass chokeslamming Terry Funk out them damn shoes. I don't even know why Terry Funk was out there, but you chokeslammed that motherfucker out them fucking New Balances or Skechers or whatever the fuck they was wearing. There's some big shoes. Might have been some Air Monarchs, you know, like old people's shoes. You chokeslammed that motherfucker clean out his shoes. The only thing that would have made that moment even more gangster if you would have took them hoes and tied them up and threw them over the cell or some shit. Because now he would have been had a hurt back and no damn shoes. He would have been looking like should have been looking like how Superfly was. Hey, should have been in a WrestleMania match. Showing them damn feets. I'm going to keep going back to them feets because I still couldn't give a fact that Superfly was wearing boots at one point. Like, that shit is still beyond me. But yeah, you did that shit. You chokeslammed a motherfucker out of shoes and I didn't forget about that shit. And then a year later or so, you took a dark-ass turn. You turned into the Ministry of Darkness Undertaker. Now, this motherfucker right here took the Undertaker to a new fucking level. I ain't never seen no shit like that. This motherfucker started making way more devil references. This motherfucker was speaking in demonic tongues. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Undertaker, you was wilding out during the Ministry of Darkness days. You had a long-ass beard and shit, wearing robes with hoods and shit, doing all that shit. You were just wilding the fuck out. You had a fucking, the symbol that you use, you had that motherfucker like it's a damn cross. And you was fucking hanging people on there. You sacrificed some motherfuckers on there. You had Stephanie McMahon on that bitch looking like a damn NSFW footage or some shit. You had her strapped up on that damn thing. You had Stone Cold on there and you rolling your, like, you been rolling your ass, but this shit right here was some old, I want to get some damn holy water and throw it at the TV on your ass because you needed God badly. Like, you was wilding the hell out. Like, this motherfucker, like, this something else I ain't forgot. Since we talking about your ass wilding out, your ass tried to embalm Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yes, you tried to embalm Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, you hit this motherfucker over the head with a shovel. Then you had him on the table with your embalming needle. You was ready to stick it in his motherfucking chest. And you went to speaking in tongues again, that demonic shit. And then Stone Cold, after a while, just popped up and grabbed your arms. And I kind of realized that wrestling was fixed at that moment. But I was still into it because I thought the motherfuckers hated each other for real. But I ain't forget about that shit. You had my neighbor Shara crying, calling me crying about this shit. I wanted to cry with her because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, that shit, I probably wasn't crying on that. I was kind of raising the eyebrow too with that shit. But hey, I ain't forget about that shit, man. You embalming motherfuckers. Not only were you embalming motherfuckers, you over there hanging motherfuckers. Your ass hung Big Boss Man at WrestleMania. Shit, what you fuck one of those 15 or whatever? You hanging people. You was wilding the fuck out, Undertaker. Like, what the fuck was wrong with you? Like, Ministry of Darkness. Hey, you can go back to the American Badass gimmick, but please don't go back to the Ministry of Darkness shit. Now, that shit was scary as the fuck. And just because I said that, you might go back to shit. But hey, you over there hanging people. And speaking of American Badass, like, everybody loved that shit. You know, you was cool when you came out swinging your hair, wearing your snakeskin pants, doing all that shit. But as soon as you cut that shit off, your ass turned into a whole bully out here. You was bullying every fucking body. You bullied poor Maven. Your ass, Maven dropkicked your ass out the Royal Rumble, and you was just salty as hell about that shit until the next Royal Rumble. Your ass just killing that motherfucker. I ain't never seen that damn chair to the throat shit that he did. I ain't never seen no shit like that. Like, I don't even know how can you work some shit like that. I just don't think Maven had a throat after that shit. And then it wasn't even Maven. You was bullying fucking poor Tommy Dreamer. That damn, hey. Talk about some shit I ain't forget. I ain't forget about the nasty shit I ever seen in my life when Tommy Dreamer drunk your fucking dip juice and you damn hocked a big ass dip ball in it. Like, what the fuck? And for y'all that don't know what dip is chewing tobacco. He had some chewing tobacco in his mouth. He spit the juice in the cup because that's what people do when they chewing the tobacco. They have something they can spit in because when you swallow the juice, it make you sick. Don't ask me how I know that shit. But hey, that's what he did. So I'm trying to think about, did Tommy Dreamer get his fucking stomach pumped after that shit? Because that's a lot of tobacco juice he drank. And I'm calling it juice, man. That shit was spit. Tobacco spit. I bet they wouldn't do no shit like that now. Now with all this shit going on. Shit, I bet somebody done did that shit in the Indies. Somewhere in Buck Tussle, Georgia or some shit. Probably Ringo or something. Somebody done did that shit. But I ain't forgot about it. He was a fucking bully. Hey, but I like that shit though. You bullied fucking Jeff Hardy. You had the amazing ladder match with him, and Jeff Hardy's, he was saying something about country, like, I'm still standing. I'm a big man. You can't beat me. I'm hardcore. I'm Jeff Hardy. Okay, he don't talk like that. But you catch my drift. But he finally got the respect for him. And now, you know, I'm still, it's a lot of shit I forgot about, but all this shit I'm talking about now, it's just the shit that stand out. And what I forget about the most is how, you know, we see the Survivor Series retirement. We seen the documentaries, you know, when Undertaker hurt our feelings by talking the way he did. We wanted him to talk like the Undertaker, but then he was just saying, like, you know, when you throw that line, you better duck. Okay, he ain't talking. Hey, Kyle told me stop doing that damn Undertaker voice. I don't give a shit. That shit hurt my feelings, man. But we ain't gonna talk about this shit no more, man. I'm all Undertaker documentary out. No, I'm not. Just released 10 more documentaries. So I'll watch all that shit. But in my mind, I thought he retired at WrestleMania 28. Because I ain't forget about you, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels standing on top of the stage throwing up your damn hands or something like this shit was just over. I'm like, oh, damn, Undertaker retired. I ain't forget about that shit. But no, he came back. He wrestled some more. Brock Lesnar beat the streak. I thought he retired after that, for sure. My, I had this shit pictured out of my head how that shit is gonna go. They said, in my mind, oh, Brock Lesnar's gonna beat him. Then the Drew is gonna carry him off to the sunset. We'll never see Undertaker again. Wrong, 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 wrong. Cause I ain't forget about none of that shit. Then a few years later, when he beat Roman Reigns and put the jacket and the hat and the gloves in the middle of the ring, hey. Everybody in that motherfucker crying, want a dry eye in that motherfucker. I ain't forget about y'all motherfuckers in there crying like a little bitch. Cause I was at home crying like a little bitch cause I thought the shit was over. But no, it wasn't. He came back the next year, which is cool cause I got to see him. And then finally in the Boneyard match, that's when he said he's gonna retire. And which prompted me to make the first Thank You Taker episode. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I ain't forgot about you making me make a whole episode about you cause I thought you was retired. But now you officially retired. I guess it makes sense now because it's lined up perfectly 30 years to the day. So I ain't mad at it. But I ain't forget about the shit. And there's a whole bunch of shit I ain't forget about, Undertaker. All the times you made me cry, mad, sad, all the type of shit. I ain't forget about it. And I'll never forget about it. And I'll never forget about it because I appreciate this shit. So for real though, man, Undertaker, Mark Calloway, Mean Mark, everything. Thanks, man. Thank you for everything. Thank you for being a Southern Commando, the Hulk Hogan movie. I really appreciated that as a kid. But, hey, it's a good 30 years, man. So, I bet not see your ass at WrestleMania 36. And I'm out.